Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Rob Montagne's president, CEO, Licking Memorial Health Systems.
You folks had a pretty exciting event on Thursday of last week. Maybe talk a little bit about what took place.
Sure. We had a groundbreaking last Thursday, and we're very excited about a project that has started now and should be done in about 14, 15 months. Next September, we expect to open our new education event center. It's really going to be a wonderful space that will be used primarily by the health systems, but will be available for large community events as well, whether it's Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Humane Society. But it's a space where we will continue to educate our employees as they need that education on the latest and greatest in technologies and what's going on in healthcare. Clinical education will be provided there. Certainly employee events, our employee recognition events, healthcare week. And then also, as I said, things for the community. So large events that happen in Licking County will take place here, and we'll be excited to host those events.
Was this something that was always on your radar?
You know, we've thought about it for a number of years, and I think timing is everything, as they say. And we had to find a time that I think fit our capital expenditure plans and needs, as well as meeting the needs of a growing health systems. I mentioned in many audiences, we have three times as many employees today as when I started roughly 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the facilities to have large meetings of staff, physicians, community education programs actually has decreased slightly in that time, even though we've grown by threefold. So finding the right time, and this felt like it, we were able to get some state funds for this. We've had tremendous philanthropic support. And so it all just culminated that now was the time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe talk a little bit about where it's going to be located, because some folks may look at that drive by on West Main Street and go, where are they going to put that thing at?
Sure. So there's space to the north, which was the former driving range for the country club, that's always been available to us and for our use. But obviously, we worked with the country club closely to keep that available for them to use. Now that it's been made available, it really serves the purpose and will gain economies, things as simple as our culinary staff and the wonderful food they make. It'll have a kitchen, but they'll be right there close by. We can have generated power that we have on that entire campus used at this facility. So it's right behind the hospital. The other nice thing is we're going to segregate it so that it's a separate sort of building and resides in the foundation for perpetuity, if you will, that will be some community asset forever as a part of the healthcare foundation. So it's very close in proximity to the hospital and will have great access for the entire community.
Yeah.
Rob, you talked a little bit about coaching, you know, at the start of the show. The culture at Licking Memorial, I mean, is just above reproach. Anytime me, my wife, my family have been there, it seems like everybody has bought into the mission and all that stuff. Talk me through that, because culture is so important in business these days. It's like if we hire the right people, we can teach them the job. I imagine it's a little bit like that in the medical world, but you got to have some pretty smart people too.
Well, we have tremendous employees, very smart, excellent. But one of the things, I think the little hidden secret sauce, if you will, is the longevity and the commitment to the organization. If you look at our senior leadership, most of us have 25, 30, 35 years at the organization. You look at our medical staff, give a shout out to Dr. Craig Cairns, who will be retiring in just a week or so, but well over 40, 45 years of service to this community. I think that longevity speaks to serving our friends, our family, our neighbors, and that culture you describe. My biggest job is just to make sure I don't interfere and, you know, get out of the way and let them do their work. But I think the employees, the medical staff, and really the community support stems from the other discussion we had about the sports, and that is the community support and the way the community rallies around, whether it's a baseball team, a football team, or the local healthcare system.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you've got such high standards in place. I mean, it's like Valley Sports. I mean, everybody in Licking County knows Valley Sports means something. It means something to the community. If you're playing, you're coaching, you're trying to match things that have gone in the past. Licking Memorial, same thing. Very high standards for a long period of time.
Yes, you know, I talked that we feel a responsibility to the community. And with this particular project, I said at the groundbreaking, I feel a responsibility because of all the donors and the philanthropists that have really supported this project. We want to make sure, whether it's this project, whether it's your heart catheterization, whether it's your ER visit, that we perform at the highest level we can. Doesn't mean we're perfect all the time. Doesn't mean we're going to have not going to have some missteps, but that, I guess, responsibility and accountability is really what drives me and I think our organization. And as I say to folks, the next person through that door today could very well be someone's friend, family, neighbor, and we want to make sure they get the best care we can provide.
You know, I want to go back to the education piece because, again, folks may not understand, and full disclosure, I sit on the board. My wife is a nurse. I understand all that. Education is big, and to be able to just say to staff members, and I know, again, it can be tough to schedule these things. Hey, you got to come back, but okay, you can leave. You can go right over to this event center and get your education and be able to do that. I think that's a huge component of this.
Yeah, there's no question. Accessibility is really important in so many ways for healthcare. That's why we've gotten so involved in the bus lines and the food pantry network. This education event center literally is right off the bus line. So it even provides greater access for folks in our community that if they need to go to dining with diabetes or they're coming for the cancer survivor picnic, which by the way is tonight, but they don't have transportation, they can get to this location, this facility. But absolutely making it easy for folks, for employees, for the community to get the education they need. You know, something as simple as we do a lot of education having to do with diet. But if you hand
Why did he look at me when he said that? And you did too. I saw that. You guys over there pointing at each other. Hey, point, look at Donnie. You notice how he made a comment, diet, and looked right at me.
Thanks, you don't know that for sure. But you hand somebody a head of broccoli or cauliflower, if it's a head of, you know, it's like, is this a hand fruit? What do I do with this? You know? And so we have dietitians that work with folks on how to, you know, cook various vegetables. I tend to drown it in melted cheese, which takes away some of the healthy parts of it. But something as simple as that, that's what really Dining with Diabetes is one of our bigger programs, because right. Diabetes is one of the bigger things in our community. And yeah, all those are good examples of how folks will get that education right off mm-hmm. the hospital campus.
And you talk about the cancer survivors picnic is tonight. Now, again, I know you guys have tried to always have that outside. Weather, you never know. I know you'll put up tents or stuff. But in a year or so, if there is bad weather, you can move that into that event and education center, which makes it really nice.
Yes, I think one of the things people always feel, certainly, it's so disruptive, is when we have to close our cafe. And then our employees can't get breakfast or lunch or dinner. The visitors, while they're there in stressful times, don't really have access to food. And oftentimes, as you described, Dave, that's what will happen is we plan to have it outside, weather occurs, and then we have to close the cafeteria for 2, 3, 4 hours. Those types of inconveniences won't happen going forward. Mm-hmm. So I think tonight's event is actually up at 1717. We usually have in the parking lot, but it will be very, very easy to have this at the new location. Mm-hmm. So,
what does Licking Memorial Health Systems do for young athletes in this community that is so important that maybe other communities don't do to help these kids?
Yes, and maybe some would even take place at this new facility. So the big thing, we've been strong proponents of our pre-participation sports physicals, which are done throughout the state quite a bit, but we have significant heart testing as a component of ours. And we saw well over, I think, 700 physicals we did this year. About half of those include EKGs for heart activity. And we find a handful every year that needs some additional investigation. I think, fortunately, this year there were no significant or serious heart abnormalities, but it's something we feel is important to protect the youth. And it really stems from a Granville High School graduate who passed away at Ohio State as a soccer player a number of years ago, and we want to keep that going. We do so many other things. We have clinics in schools, like out at Licking Heights. We have our Camp Med coming up, which is a great opportunity for high school juniors to investigate healthcare fields, whether that's being a doctor, nurse, therapist. Nobody ever wants to be an administrator, so when I start talking, they just get on their iPhones and play Candy Crush. But
that's a husband all over, Rob. I got news for you.
So, I understand.
See that look I got from Veronica over there?
Right after Father's Day, too. So, So we have so many events for the high schools and the high school students. And once again, several of these events will be able to take place in our new facility. But it's especially summer. We're getting that time, whether it's, we mentioned Cancer Survivor, but we'll be, you know, Camp Cool, Camp Feeling Fine for children with asthma. We had our family movie night with all the activities out at the Pataskala campus last Friday. So a lot going on.
Did you tear up during that movie? Because I know I almost did at the end when I took my little brother from Big Brother's Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out too. It's it's a very, a lot of the Disney movies have a nice message, and certainly mental health and the Camp Cool. It's very synonymous with some of our other activities.
Yeah,
I think I maybe have unlocked a little bit why the kids get on their iPhones when the administrator talks. You've got so many hats. I mean, again, not to diminish a doctor, a surgeon, a nurse, and I mean. But, I mean, you've got to have your hand in all of that, keep everybody happy, keep it all moving forward, and be responsive to the community. That is an unbelievable amount of responsibility.
Well, I never thought about it that way. Now I'm a little nervous.
Andy's a coach.
That's right.
Andy's got an eye toward youth. I mean, it just
sits on a lot of boards.
I'm just listening to you talk, Rob, and it's just amazing all the stuff, all the balls you've got in the air and keep it all going with a smile.
Well, once again, we have great staff. I surround myself with outstanding administrators, physicians, and so it's easy to manage when you have great people around you. And I think that's, once again, it goes back to coaching. I'm sure Randy Boffman, if he were sitting here, would say, you know, his assistants over the years and the folks who do the film, and it really is a team effort, and you have to have teammates that you feel confident in doing their job. And I always tell people, you know, the physicians we have, I absolutely trust them because I know they have taken care of me and likely they will have to take care of me at some point in the future. So this community is a joy to live, to work, to raise a family. I wouldn't trade it for any other place, and I love being involved. Now, I always joke that if I'm in Target or Walmart or whatever and I see someone approaching, I know it's either I had a great experience or maybe not so great, so I just cross my fingers. But folks generally are very positive and very welcoming.
Or they went to a Millersport game and they wondered, why did the offensive coordinator just call that play? That could be something else you got to deal with.
That would just be Jack Trenish. He says it right on the sidelines. But
what was that call? What are you doing? Hey, to get back to physicians, you mentioned Dr. Cairns earlier is going to be retiring. Been here forever. I mean, it's a good thing because you're going to be bringing in maybe somebody new to come in. But boy, do you lose a lot of just knowledge for somebody like a Dr. Cairns.
Sure. So the institutional knowledge you lose when someone's been around for 40, 45 years is obviously irreplaceable. The good thing is we really are a family, and that sounds cliche, but I fully expect Dr. Cairns will be coming back to Monday and Friday education. He's still invited, and he's welcome. We have events for our retirees, and when we have all these various events, we see a lot of our former employees that come back and support us. So it's probably like the pride in the red helmet. Even if you played in the 80s, you still, you know, take pride in Licking Valley success. And I think our employees feel that same way. And we have plenty of interactions. So I fully expect to see Craig. He, I think, has a place in Florida, but is not moving there full time. He's going to be around in Licking County and Heath, and we would fully expect to see him in our facility quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I hear this all the time out in the community. I get it from the guy down the hall sometimes. Are they going to be able to stay independent? What is going on with Lake? All these places are merging. What are you going to do? And, you know, I just was up in Akron, like I said, and it's amazing when I still drive by Timken. Always knew it as Timken Mercy. Now it's Cleveland Clinic on there, Akron General. I mean, it's amazing how many of these have merged. What's the discussion, Rob, for folks to kind of put their minds at ease here in this community?
Well, I have a strong commitment personally. Our board has a strong commitment collectively, and we talk about it, the importance of remaining independent. And I think it's certainly possible with the community support we have, with the talent we're able to acquire in terms of clinical folks and physicians, and the community support that I've talked about. I don't see any reason why we can't continue that independence because of all the reasons I cited, and fully expect that we'll be independent as long as I'm around.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Rob Montagnes, President and CEO, Licking Memorial Health Systems. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.